Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Misalignment Podcast. I'm your host, Alana. This is episode 4, and I'm so happy that you found this podcast and that you're taking the time out of your day to listen. The Misalignment Podcast really is for anyone on a mental health journey who might need extra support or someone to connect with. I'm hoping that something I say in this podcast will resonate with you. And I really just wanted to build a positive community of people who understand the struggle of trying to accomplish your responsibilities every day, work towards your goals, live each day with positive intent and a positive mindset, and not let stress and anxiety interfere with your goals or living your best life. So that's about it for that. I usually start with an affirmation and then do a little bit of a recap of my life the past week or two, and then get into processing some things that I've been going through, mental health tips, things that have been working for me to reduce stress and anxiety and live in a calm mental state. And then I end with a mantra. So the affirmation that really resonated with me this morning that I read is, "My anxiety only exists in my head. My reality is much more positive. My anxiety only exists in my head. My reality is much more positive." This one, when I read it, I thought it was very powerful because the past 12, 13, 14 years, anxiety has been one of my biggest challenges, probably my biggest challenge, in managing every day and my mental health. But this was so powerful because when I think about my panic attacks and some of my more severe ones and the things that I was fixating on mentally were a very small aspect or like side note, I guess, of the bigger picture of what was really happening in my life and with my friends and my family. And I think that this affirmation is just so true because most of your anxiety really lives in your head. It's like things that you're worrying about in the future or not meeting expectations or how you thought they would be is what's causing anxiety, I think. And when you try to step out of that state of panic and focus on the big picture and think about reality, you'll recognize that it's not as bad as your mind is making it out to be. And one thing I wanted to add is another part of my anxiety, which is socially, is the fact that not so much the future or not meeting expectations, but it's just like other people watching you and other eyes on you and being around strangers. That's a big part of my social anxiety, and just being around people that you're not comfortable being your authentic self with. But anyways, yeah, going into a little bit of a recap, I'm gonna talk about a highlight and then a low light. So something that was a little bit more challenging and a great part of my week. I'm gonna start with the highlight. It was my son's birthday this week, and he's officially 2 years old, which is crazy. His birthday was yesterday, and then we had his party over the weekend on Sunday, and today's Thursday, so almost a week ago. And his birthday party was very humbling, very heartwarming. It was so cute. It was Spidey and His Amazing Friends themed because my son is obsessed with Spidey and His Amazing Friends. And so many of my family friends showed up, my husband's friends, my friends, and some of my friends came from quite far away, which was very nice. And I just have to constantly remind myself of the fact, or need reminders, that there's so many people that love you and love your family, and you might not talk to them for quite some time, but your bond is so strong and your relationship is so in depth or like timeless, that there's just people that love you everywhere, and it's nice to be reminded of that. Yeah, so that was a highlight. Another highlight, or actually I'll go to the low light and then we'll end on a highlight. It's like a little sandwich. So my low light, the gym that trained me, that I've talked about in at least one other episode, I did a fitness training to be a coach, and the gym that trained me, there was only 4 girls, including me, so 4 total, that were training for this instructor position. And the gym, or the owner of the gym, she hired 1 girl that I trained with, like, right away after our training. And I was kind of bitter about that. And then, because she missed, like, half of the trainings that we had, and her workout was kind of boring and simple. But then the owner hired a 2nd girl that I had trained with, and it just makes me very confused, because I know it's not about my athletic ability or my stamina or my public speaking skills. It's not about my ability to be a fitness instructor or a coach or motivating. And I just can't figure out what it is. And I think I know, but I don't want to. I haven't accepted that yet, because it just hurts a little bit more, if that makes sense. So that was a low light. And then my other highlight is I had my graduation ceremony from my group therapy that I've been in for about 4 months. And at your ceremony, you basically just choose a rock out of a bag, and it has a word on it. And you can use it as a soothing stone, which I've talked about in previous episodes. They're very helpful. Oh my gosh. Helpful for me to have a calm mindset. So anyways, the rock that I chose said healing. And I just thought that was a perfect rock for me to choose, because I've been on an intensive healing journey the past, like, 5 or 6 months. And then everyone in the group, like, holds the rock and you pass it around, and they say something about you that they like or they learned from you. And I was getting very emotional during my graduation, because multiple people started crying, talking about, like, ways that I have impacted them or shown them love, I guess, or caring, that I take for granted, because that's my personality and who I am, and I don't really think twice about it. But when I heard about the impact it made on the people in my group, it was just very humbling and eye-opening, I guess, that even when you're at your lowest, you're still making a positive impact on other people. And yeah, I don't know, I feel like you just don't get reminded of that very often or very much, and it was just a very nice reminder. Yeah, so going into, like, processing, it's a little bit scary and nerve-wracking to not have the consistency or structure of going to my IOP or group therapy 4 days a week in the mornings. I'm so used to that, and I'm so used to the people there and the routine of it all. And now that I have free time and like a free schedule completely, it's a bit nerve-wracking. And this is like the first week that I've really had to explore that and deal with that, but the like next week will be even more so because I mean, I don't know. I had group therapy on Monday and I'm working tomorrow all day long. And I feel like next week is really just the first week where I have to find structure for myself and for Ace. And I'm kind of excited because, I mean, there's so many options. Like, we can go to the zoo, we can go to the beach, to the park, and the aquarium. Like, it will just be really nice. But when I think about the past 4 months that I've been in that group therapy, but more so the past 6 or 7 months that I've been off work and had this really intensive mental health recovery period, I am just such a different person than I was 6 months ago and 4 months ago. And when I think about like the frequency of the panic attacks that I've had, it has been substantially reduced in like since January, so 2 months, 10 weeks, more or less. And for the longest time, probably for like the past 10 or 12 years, I feel like I probably had a panic attack at least twice a month, at the minimum. And the fact that I haven't really had one in 10 weeks is shocking and new territory that I'm going into. And I just feel like a completely different person. I'm excited for the future. I'm excited to like put these tools into use that I learned in group therapy, and I really just want to keep showing up for myself and make efforts towards my goals. I feel like this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode this week, which my apologies. There's just so much on my mind, honestly, and my thoughts are kind of racing right now for the first time in a while, but it's just a lot to reflect on where I was mentally and psychologically about 6 months ago and where I'm at now, and just the growth and the progress that, and the tools that I've learned to help just every day. And I can't say it enough that like I just feel like a new person, and I feel like my old self is just gone, but I do miss her and I thank her a lot for the things that she's taught me and what she did. I mean, I'm talking about my past self in like the third person, but it's kind of therapeutic. Anyways, I don't want to get too deep today. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm working a show in LA, and I haven't worked a show in like 2.5 years since like September, October of 2022. So yeah, like 2.5 years ago. I'm kind of excited. It's gonna be fun. I think that I need to go into the next couple months just reevaluating my core values and my career path and if it aligns with my values. So that, yeah, like I mentioned, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. I'll try to record another one in the next couple days. I keep psyching myself out when I'm recording, and I keep re-listening and re-recording and editing and deleting and all of these things. And I told my friends that at Ace's birthday party, and they were like, you never listen back to the podcast. You just upload. And I think that's the mentality I need to have, because if I keep overthinking it and criticizing, I will never post. And yeah. Anyways, so the mantra that I like to end with is as follows: you are safe, you are strong, and you are important. You are safe, you are strong, and you are important. Okay, I apologize for the chaotic structure / no structure this episode had. I will see you guys soon, and thank you if you made it to the end and my nonsense did not bother you too much to quit listening. Okay, bye. I hope you have a good day. Okay, bye.